Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, October 26, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. The November 7th election date is a little over a week away, and voters in Salida are being asked to consider ballot question 300, which, if passed, would overturn the short-term rental tax and fee structure passed just last year with ballot measures 2A and 2B. These ballot measures established an STR permit fee of $1,000 per year and a lodging tax rate of $15 per room per night of occupation. These permit fees and taxes are intended to fund affordable housing efforts within the city limits. However, critics of the measures claim that the fees and taxes are too high, especially for STR owners resident in Salida. A yes vote on ballot question 300 would create, in effect, a two-tier tax and fee system, lowering the annual permit fee to $540 for Chaffee County resident owners and the lodging tax rate to $5 per night. Ballot question 300 has its own critics, pointing out that a two-tier tax and fee system for STR owners, one for Chaffee County residents and one for non-residents, would potentially prove to be unconstitutional, as well as significantly lowering the amount of funds collected for affordable housing. A no vote on the issue will keep the STR tax and fee structure as it currently stands. Chaffee County citizens will also be voting on two statewide ballot issues. One, Proposition HH, called the most complicated ballot proposal facing voters in years, has generated much debate and controversy, mainly over how it impacts the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR, which mandates voters approve tax increases, as well as its impact on property taxes and local government. The complex measure would reduce property taxes and allow the state to retain certain funds for specific programs. It would also change the level of TABOR refunds to taxpayers, as well as reduce the amount owed in property taxes. This has taken on added significance this year, as the state is seeing a major jump in property values, which could translate to major property tax increases. Proponents say it will help reduce local property taxes and allow the state to retain some funds to be used for education and help local governments. If passed, the measure would reduce Colorado's property assessment rate from 6.76% to 6.7% for taxes paid in 2024 through 2032 on owner-occupied homes. It would also drop the assessed valuation of non-residential property from 29% to 27.85%. Opponents of the measure say it will eliminate certain taxpayer protections by reducing or eliminating TABOR refunds and say it could grow the state budget by more than $2 billion by 2032. Those opposed say the nuanced measure adds state complexities to the property tax system that is best handled by local government. Ballot question 2, Proposition EE, appears to be much less complex and controversial. Simply stated, the measure would allow more than $20 million already collected in nicotine and tobacco taxes for Colorado preschool programs instead of being refunded to tobacco and nicotine wholesalers and retailers. The League of Women Voters, which urges passage, said the measure would maintain 2020 voter-approved tax rates for nicotine and tobacco products and give educational, health, and economic benefits for children through the state's free UPK or Universal Preschool program. And speaking of UPK, the federal judge in the case of Darren Patterson Christian Academy versus Roy has granted a motion for preliminary injunction. The case pits a religious preschool based in Buena Vista against the statewide enforcement of Colorado's non-discrimination employment statutes for the Colorado Universal Preschool program. In June 2023, the Darren Patterson Christian Academy, operating as a state-licensed Christian preschool facility known as Busy Bees, sued the state of Colorado, claiming that the state's hiring statutes violate their right to practice their religious beliefs. The move followed the implementation of Colorado's UPK program, which provides 15 hours per week of free early childhood education paid for by the state to every Colorado four-year-old. The preschool applied for the program in May 2023 and was approved based upon the school meeting the state's program criteria, which included the hiring statutes. But the school and the Alliance Defending Freedom objected, citing the state's wording that the program applied to all four-year-olds. The case is expected to proceed to a higher court. And finally, coming up regionally, the Fantasy Fair will be in Salida this Saturday, October 28th in Alpine Park. Festivities include live music, and the fair is scheduled to run from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also this weekend, October 27th to 29th, the Westcliff Center for the Performing Arts presents a steampunk-themed production of the play Gaslight at the historic Jones Theater, 119 Main Street in Westcliff. The show starts at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets for this event are available online at jonestheater.com. There will be a costume contest following the Saturday show, with prizes including a season pass for the WCPA's 2024 season. For more information, call 719-783-3004 or email wcpa@jonestheater.com. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, November 2nd at 9:45 a.m.